And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're going to chat next segment with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity to still be able to be on air.
Yeah, you bet. Sorry we can't do a face-to-face. We made the decision Monday to go to all phone call interviews here, at least for the foreseeable future. We'll see how long this lasts, but...
Right. Well, I appreciate you, and I know I was on the email thread, and it was neat to see how many people responded that they appreciate that very much. It is always great to be in the booth with you guys, but the booth is pretty small, so probably wiser for us to do it this way at this point.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things changing constantly here with this coronavirus story, and it's impacting schools, as we've heard. USD 383 shutting down the rest of the year. K-State going to all online, and I know you guys have had to make some adjustments as well.
Yes, sir. We have been making some adjustments, and the first step that we took was just last week. You know, we extended spring break for one more week, which is what a lot of our other independent colleges in Kansas were doing as well, just to give us the time to, you know, pay attention to the details, see what the President's Task Force is doing, what CDC recommends, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. I thought I got a lot of email up until the last week, and that email has tripled exponentially. And so just to watch all of those details as best as we can, and it is interesting that we did meet yesterday and pulled together our team that was still on campus and just started looking at, if we made this decision, what are the dominoes? If we made this decision, what are the dominoes that we need to be aware of? And at the end of that meeting, which ended about an hour before the governor's press conference about the K-12 schools, the decision was literally made that we are going to go ahead and finish our semester online, that when we hear what's going on and around the world and all the advice that's being given, we felt like that was the best step to take at this point for not only the safety of our students, their faculty and staff, but also to just stop the spread of this disease, which is so important for us to do right now.
What, and I know it's a little, maybe, I wouldn't say easier is the right word, but maybe it's a little less difficult here for colleges to pull off the online learning capability, but are there any challenges with delivering Manhattan Christian College education that way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the conversation that came up yesterday, and that's exactly, you know, why we wanted everybody that was here in the same room, and most everybody sat two or three seats away, which was interesting, which we don't normally do. But, we wanted to get together because we have to think about what are the IEPs, those special study plans for students, and how are we going to accomplish that? Students who might have limited internet access, what are we going to do to help with that? And we just kept bringing up, you know, if they don't have their own computers, because we have a few students who use the computers in our library, and then in some of their communities, the library might be closed. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, all of those details and how to answer those questions. And so, and then add to it, one of the most unique things that we have at MCC, being a small private college, is that very personal connection that they have with faculty and staff. And that's going to be disconnected. And so how do we handle continuing that strong community and connecting our students? And so not only academically, but over to the overall, to the whole college. And, you know, like we have chapel on Thursdays at 11 in the morning. So we're looking into ways that we can still live stream something from a chapel perspective. And it may be a speaker who's in their home and they're streaming through a Zoom video or through Facebook Live or something for our students, where we still have a chapel message at 11 on Thursdays. And so the dominoes of all of this are really just amazing. And it was good to have everybody in the room to try to start talking about, and then, okay, this department, now you know maybe even more of what you need to be working on. And so it was a very good meeting and a very positive meeting. But, you know, those are just some of the challenges that we are facing right now. But, you know, the majority of our staff have their own laptops and can work from home and work remotely and stay in contact with students. You know, one of the overflows of this is, you know, we already have some online classes that already occur, and one of our faculty members had taught the class, his class, the night before, and usually they can upload the video of the class, and it's ready the next morning to share, but there's delays in that. Why? Because so many people are using Zoom, and so many people are using these other platforms, so we're trying to figure out, you know, all of that right now, and how do we handle that and get the best resources into our students' hands?
Well, I know there's no easy solution to all this here, but again, we're speaking with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Athletics obviously have been impacted by this. I don't know what you guys have as far as spring athletics at Manhattan Christian College, but
well, yeah, their last two sports were men's and women's basketball, and the women's basketball team did not make it beyond regionals, and so it had finished the week before, and our men's basketball team actually had a great year, and they were ranked number two in the nation going into the national tournament. They won our conference tournament, a championship, and a regional championship, and were going to nationals. And the day that they were supposed to play, our National Christian College Athletic Association canceled the national tournament. So all the teams are already in Joplin, Missouri, ready to play, and already had a workout day and had done their Christian service project, and then they shut it down. And so just like all the K-State students and the high school students as well, you know, a lot of just tough times, especially for those seniors who realize that was their last opportunity to wear a Thunder shirt and play. And so our heart goes out to them, but we are, you know, we're very pleased that, you know, I guess from a positive that we didn't have any more sports. So, you know, only our men's basketball team had really lost out on that national tournament opportunity. And I think they had an incredible chance to win the national tournament this year. And, you know, we our senior female, Shelby Jennings from Oklahoma, you know, finished her year, as well as our seniors on our men's basketball team. We had five. We had Shelvin Webb and Gabe Aubrey and Alex Maturia and Zach Smalley and Peyton Stevens. Two of those young men are local Manhattan High guys. And, you know, my heart goes out to them, but, you know, still loved being able to see them play because it was fun to watch them. And so, yeah, that's kind of the impact there. And, you know, we even had some basketball camps scheduled this summer that we've kind of pushed pause on. Hopefully we can get the curve of this pandemic going in the right direction, and we can start doing more things like that. But for right now, that's on hold.
All right. Well, as far as students being on campus, are you having them come back and move out? I know K-State announced March 20th they would begin that process.
Yeah, since we just made that decision, well, for one, we, you know, when we extended spring break, we had students who needed to be back in town and work, and they had jobs here in town, and so I think we have about 12 or 15 students who are on campus right now because they're here to work, or secondly, they live far enough away that they would be unable and don't have cars, they were unable to get home. So we've left them in our residence halls, those students, and done minimal dining services. But obviously going to all online the rest of the semester triggered another domino of are we closing our dorms? And so, you know, what I'm going to be communicating to our students right now is we're working through the details of what that looks like, but I'm sure it will look something very similar to K-State. You know, we have our normal checkout procedures in May that we will move up to now, but then that we've also got to figure out other details like, you know, do we just have one suite come in at a time? They move out, and that way we're limiting the social interaction, and then we clean that suite, and then we let another group come in. And so they're working on the timing of that, what that looks like. You know, what are we going to do for students who have to be here for jobs that might still be running? And some of the jobs we have on campus are our students, like some of our maintenance staff are students. And obviously we've had to ramp up our maintenance and cleaning, and all of our door handles are being wiped down multiple times a day. When I walk into the school early in the morning, our maintenance crew is already here cleaning again from the day before. And I told our gal this morning that was here mopping that it reminded me of my grandmother's house because you could smell Pine Sol and Clorox. And, you know, that's the new fresh breath of spring. It's not the smell of flowers. It's the smell of disinfectant in the air. And it's a good feeling to come in and smell that. So we're trying to work through all of those details. And, you know, and if they have to be here, they're going to have to probably go through some formal approval process to be on campus. But we're working that through right now.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the smell of all these sanitizers and the clean. I like the smell of soap, but it does something with my allergies here. It makes me sneeze. So
it does bother some people. And when I came in one morning, they asked, "Is that bothering you?" I said, "Oh no, it reminds me of my grandmother's house." So you know, it kind of brought back a tremendous amount of memories for me. So, but I know there are some that bothers, and so we're doing our best as everybody else is trying to keep moving forward and prepare for the future, as well as handling this crisis that's going on right now.
Well, I know for a lot of colleges, the springtime's a key time for recruitment because you can have on-campus visits and such, but this whole ordeal that really can't happen. Can you still have virtual visits here to Manhattan Christian College?
Yes, that's another thing our admissions team is working on right now is, because like we had a campus visit day scheduled for tomorrow, that we had a good number of students coming in to visit campus, and so they have been in contact personally with all of them. That's one of our benefits, being a small campus, is that we can be in personal contact even more with all of them. And one of the things they've changed, usually they text a lot of them while they're in school, but now that they know they're home, they're getting on the phone and calling them and having more personal contact. And, you know, we're looking together at putting together a virtual campus visit day. And how can we do that and keep in contact with these students and let them see, especially those who haven't been on campus, here's the campus, here's what it looks like. You know, we even want to maybe video some of our maintenance workers doing what they're doing to keep the campus clean, because, you know, that's part of, I'm sure, what they're thinking about for the future. Am I going to go to a campus if this happens, that I'll be safe on that campus? And so we want to give them that full picture. And so, our admissions team is working on that as well. And now that we've pulled the trigger and the things have changed, and that's part of it, is it's changing so rapidly. You know, we're continually working on changing those and adapting and moving forward.
Well, again, we talked with Manhattan Ogden Schools earlier about graduation. Has that been determined yet? Are you going to have some sort of?
No, we have not. Our graduation date would fall in 2 days before the 8 week window of limiting groups that large. But we have pushed pause. We will not hold it that day, I'm sure, unless something majorly changes. We'll be moving it later on, probably maybe a week later, and seeing if we can pull something off. And I'm sure it will be a limited crowd. You know, it'll just be their families and the graduates, if something. And while at the same time we're putting contingency plans in, how do we honor them if we're unable to do that? So we've just pushed pause and thinking of other ideas, but we're hoping that we can regroup and still pull that off in some way to honor those kids.
Yeah, I certainly hope that maybe hopefully by June we have some sort of we're over this, and maybe we can start having a bunch of June commencements here locally.
Yeah, the Manhattan economy, we could use it too. So, you know, one thing we do have special event-wise, everything else is on hold, but we do have our free Bible class that, you know, I've been on air promoting, and that starts March 30th on Monday night, and that'll be 6 to 8:30. We're going to be moving that all online and virtual. We already had 90 people enrolled for that. It would have been our largest ever, and we're going to move it online from 6 to 8:30. On Monday nights from March 30th, April 6th, the 13th, 20th, and 27th for 5 weeks, studying the book of Hebrews. And so if there's anybody out there that now that ESPN is just replaying mostly old stuff and are getting tired of some of the same old shows, we would love to have them join us for that. They can call the school and sign up and get on our list, that once we have all the details, we will email that to them and encourage them to be a part of it. So want to make sure we get that commercial out there that people could still participate in our free Bible class, and those who've already enrolled, we're going to be sending them information in the next few days once we get it figured out. But we want to move forward with as much as we can move forward with.
You know, anytime we can get more social interaction, even if it's virtually, I think a lot of people need that. So,
yeah, and extroverts like me really need it. So, it'll be important.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on and telling us about everything that's going on. This is tough times for everybody, and you got to just keep pushing forward.
You bet. Do I have time to share one quote? That's one of my favorite quotes.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll understand why. It's by Andy Andrews in his book, The Seven Decisions, and it's this: all men are driven by faith or fear, one or the other, for both are the same. Faith or fear is the expectation of an event that hasn't come to pass, or the belief in something that cannot be seen or touched. And then he adds this, and it's a strong statement: a man of fear lives always on the edge of insanity. A man of faith lives in perpetual reward. And I've just remembered that quote the last few days because, you know, so many I know in my family and friends are, you know, responding either in faith or in fear, and it's a great time for us to remember, you know, that we can respond in faith and hope and look with a positive attitude that we can endure this, we can make it work, and this will all work out if we all do the right thing. So just thought I'd share that.
All right, well said. Kevin, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again down the road.
2 months. Hopefully I'll be in person.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks. Appreciate what y'all are doing.
All right. Again, Kevin Ingram, Manhattan Christian College president, joining us on In Focus. Always a pleasure. And tomorrow we'll have Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, CEO Jason Smith. We'll also hear from Downtown Manhattan and Aggieville Business Association.
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.